It's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And even though it may be the dead of summer, you know, the fall fashions are already out. We're getting the previews in our inbox. We're seeing it in stores. I need to go to my fashion expert, Michael O'Connor, to tell me what trends are viable. So, Michael O'Connor, I defer to you for your expertise.
Thanks, Valerie. Well, last week, I gave you some great tips about how to stay cool during the hottest days of the summer, which typically come in August. But this week, we're going to take a little bit of a jump forward. Fashionistas will know that with September coming up, we're looking forward to a lot of fashion, New York Fashion Week, and some of the largest editions of the magazines that cover fashion in depth. So this week, I thought it would be important to talk about some of the trends that we've seen on the fall runways and what we're all going to be wearing into fall and winter. Of course, in the winter, you expect fabrics to get heavier and warmer. This year, expect to see a good amount of both velvet and fur. Now, they always say that time and fashion repeat, but my theory is that you're very influenced by some of the TV programs that we see, and some of the designers actually took inspiration from bygone eras of the early 1900s. So think Downton Abbey and Boardwalk Empire, and they modernized those looks for today. From Giorgio Armani to Alberto Ferretti, the soft, warm, rich tones of velvet were in full swing on the runways. Velvet was seen in everything from jackets to capes to evening gowns, and in beautiful, voluminous pieces that whirled and swept by as the models walked. Fur is also strong on the catwalk, and being used in a variety of both trims and details on clothing. Additionally, some runways like Ferragamo, Fendi, and Oscar de la Renta showed large statement fur coats in both faux and real. However, the fur pieces that really seemed to stand out for me were fur stoles. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking your grandmother's mink wrap right now. But these fur pieces were really quite modern and asymmetrical in nature, and they were being worn across the body as opposed to simply over the shoulder. Another fabric that was really important on the runways this year was vinyl and patent leather. They were seen in a variety of city slicker style coats, as well as jackets and pants, so watch out for those fabrics. When it comes to decoration, metal on clothing has always been around, but fall runways seem to show us both a look back and a look forward when it comes to metal decoration and accents. On the looking forward side, we saw some great lamé looks and tinsel. Yes, tinsel, as in Christmas. Designers like Adam Selman and Dolce & Gabbana showed really fun and playful looks that added life and sparkle to the runway. For events and Hollywood parties, these tinsel pieces done as jackets, skirts, and dresses will certainly get you a lot of attention. Additionally, silver details found their way into sweaters, dresses, and coats of designers such as Alexander Wang and Michael Kors, giving the looks a little bit more of an edge. On the looking back side, there was really a definite nod from Galliano, Hilfiger, and Coach to our men and women at sea. The navy coat was shown in a variety of lengths, but each sporting that classic multitude of metal buttons, usually double-breasted, that typifies this classic look. Now, if you're around in the 70s, you'll definitely remember rock star boots, a la the likes of Elton John and bands like Kiss. Heck, you may even actually still have some in your closet. Well, if you do, it's time to break them out, dust them off, and head to the disco. The style is characterized by thick, chunky high heels and front platforms that can really add quite a few inches to your height. This look was seen on many of the fall runways in everything from patent leather to a tiger stripe. And if you were around in the 80s, two other things that you're going to remember for sure are shoulder pads and that Flashdance 80s shoulder. Well, both are back and they were seen on runways of Balmain and also Saint Laurent. In another throwback to a bygone era, elegant, fun, and heavily decorated gloves also made a big splash on runways. At least seven different designers showcased these vintage-inspired accessories, including Rodarte and Marc Jacobs. For jewelry, the prime takeaway for me was really the statement. Statement chokers are a huge trend, as well as one-sided statement earrings give you an asymmetrical look with a long statement earring on one side and a smaller stud on the other. Now, if you want to see these visually, don't forget you can see them on my Facebook page, which is Michael O'Connor Style. So whether you're thinking about getting ready for holiday parties already or headed out for some back-to-school shopping, keep these trends in mind, because if you want to make a style statement in fall, you're going to be fashionable in five. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram and Twitter at StylingSpy. Thanks, Valerie.
Okay, Michael O'Connor, thank you for validating why I should keep my clothes forever. This is why in my closet, you'll find those big platform boots, and absolutely you'll have those padded shoulders from the 80s. Thanks for the information, Michael O'Connor, style guru on America Weekend.
Green, Harrison with you. Assigning a nickel's worth of value to bottles and cans did a lot to increase recycling, but even better would be to use fewer containers in the first place. Now people looking for a tasty way to think green may find it in a coffee maker-sized appliance called the Soda Club Penguin, which actually makes carbonated beverages at home. The Penguin pumps a bottle of water full of CO2, after which you can add 20 different flavored syrups, including, of course, diet selections. Best of all, the Soda Penguin doesn't just decrease bottling waste, it also decreases your carbon footprint, because it makes drinks without using either electric or battery power. You can find it at sodaclub.com.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former All-Star played for five teams over his 17-year career. He may be best remembered for throwing a no-hitter for the White Sox in only his second major league start.
I don't even notice I was throwing a no-hitter until the seventh inning when Lance Johnson in center field died for the ball. That's where the scoreboard was, right there. And that's when my heart started pumping real fast.
So where is Wilson Alvarez now? Wilson served as the pitching coach for the State College Spikes until 2008, when he became pitching coach for the Gulf Coast League Orioles. He was inducted into the Venezuelan Baseball Hall of Fame in 2011 and served as pitching coach for the Venezuelan national team in the 2013 World Baseball Classic. Wilson Alvarez, making his country proud once again. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.